So when you think about the process of getting people up in space, obviously, first and foremost, you have to launch them, which drives you to having very powerful rocket engines that typically use fuels that can be a little bit explosive.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing, and this is Wendy Lawrence.
And I am a retired naval aviator and NASA astronaut.
You're listening to Sound Effect on KNKX 88.5 FM, and today we're talking about risk and rewards. How far do you push the limits of your body and machines to reach a goal? In this case, outer space. Astronaut Wendy Lawrence knows the risks of space travel very well. There's the launch day with all that explosive fuel, and returning to Earth has its own set of challenges.
Coming through the atmosphere at a high rate of speed with incredibly high temperatures, things can go wrong. And even when we're on orbit, we're exposed to risk. Flecks of paint from an old satellite or cosmic dust that's everywhere throughout our solar system. They don't weigh a lot, but they travel at a high speed, and that creates a lot of energy through a collision. So we're always concerned about something hitting us and putting a hole in the spacecraft.
On February 1st, 2003, Wendy Lawrence turned on the news, and the risk that her job involved became very personal. Seven of her friends and colleagues were gone.
My fellow Americans, at 9 o'clock this morning, Mission Control in Houston lost contact with our space shuttle Columbia. A short time later, debris was seen falling from the skies above Texas. The Columbia is lost. There are no survivors.
Did that give you pause? Did that make you hesitate?
I would say no. Because, you know, fortunately for me, at that point, I'd already had an opportunity to fly. You never get rid of your fears. It's really all about overcoming them and managing them and controlling them.
So you were assigned to the next mission.
Yes.
And what was launch day like?
Before we were actually out at the launch pad, to come out of the quarantine building and see hundreds of workers at the Kennedy Space Center there and the emotion on their face, they were cheering, they were clapping, they were crying. And at that moment, I think it really hit me that this is not about the crew. And I think all the crew, it really hit us. And it was a little bit of a quiet ride out to the launch pad, not because we were nervous, but because we were just contemplating what we had seen and processing that and realizing this is all about the crew of Columbia and about all those diligent people who had worked 2.5 years to get us to this day. We are devoting this mission to them.
So what is the payoff? Why did you take all of these risks?
Well, obviously for me, there was a selfish award because it was my childhood dream. But I think for humans in particular, we have a desire to explore. We look up at the stars and we still wonder about them. We have this curiosity about our solar system and our universe. And so to have an opportunity to be part of the exploration of it, I think, for me certainly was very fulfilling. But I think there's huge benefits to society in general because flying in space is still not an easy thing to do. NASA brought together the best and brightest minds, and they figured out how to do that. And new technology was developed. And then you have other really smart people who are on the outside of the space program who look at that technology and say, you know, I could use that in my field.
So the reward of space exploration, the rewards are being reaped by everyone, whether they know it or not.
Whether they know it or not, virtually all of the rewards are being reaped right down here on planet Earth. Most people in the United States are not aware of this, but one of the key technologies that made the Apollo mission possible was the ability of computers to share information. Well, IBM figured out how to do that. And now virtually our entire banking system is based on the ability of computers to share information back and forth. And so we don't even really think about it anymore. But these spin-off technologies, as NASA likes to call them, are an integral part of our life now.
Wendy Lawrence, retired astronaut, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity, Jennifer.